Welcome to the Divorce View Talk Show with your co-hosts, Joni Winberg and Rosalind Sadaka, your divorce mentor team. If you're contemplating divorce, going through a divorce, or are ready to move forward after your divorce, then we've got you covered. We'll even help you get back into the dating game. This show will lift your spirits, answer your questions, and guide you through the challenges you're facing. And our guest divorce experts will provide insights, tips, and tools to support you and the children you love during and after divorce. And now, here's your divorce mentor team, Joni and Rosalind.
Welcome to the Divorce View Talk Show. Hello, I'm Joni Winberg, founder of the National Association of Divorce for Women and Children, and also the facilitator of the active or interactive online course called How to Emotionally Survive Divorce. It's always my pleasure to do the show together with Rosalind Sadaka, my co-host. Hello, Roz.
Hi, Joni. Good to see you this week. I'm Rosalind Sadaka. I'm founder of the Child-Centered Divorce Network, a divorce and parenting mentor, and author of How Do I Tell the Kids About the Divorce? And we have a program that everyone who is dealing with divorce and its aftermath will be very interested in. So why don't you introduce our guests today?
Absolutely. For a second, we're going to talk about face-to-face with the real you after divorce, how to prepare for a new relationship after your divorce. So we have some fabulous guests. I've known them for years. It's Carlos and Clarissa Phillips, and they are actually founders of the Healed Without Scars Ministry. So I'm just thrilled to have the two of you on the show. Hello there.
Hey, Joni. How are you?
Oh, good, good. I would just love to have everyone know what you're doing, and just doing phenomenal work to help people, prepare. And I'm going to let you describe it. So tell us as far as what is Healed Without Scars Ministries, and then what you're doing now to help make a difference.
Well, Healed Without Scars Ministries is an organization that we started shortly after we got married in 2007. It's my heart to see individuals that have gone through a divorce get healed, get back on their feet, and prepare for their next marriage. I was married before for 7 years, became a single father of two sons, and just through a whole roller coaster of emotions that I went through. And what I really want to do is try to help individuals understand how I got through that dark time, how you can rebuild and really get yourself established for your next relationship. And so we cover not only divorce recovery, but marriage counseling, as well as premarital classes, so that individuals can have the tools necessary to go into their marriage the right way.
Excellent, excellent. So to me, you're both role models, and you've done the deal. And you always hear me say, you got to do the deal before you jump into a new relationship. And this is, from knowing the two of you, to me, this is where you're coming from, is that the two of you did the deal, did the work, and then that's how you met.
Absolutely.
Okay. Clarissa, kind of from a woman's point of view, what was this all about for you? Because you went through a divorce as well, or not?
No. I'd never been married before when I met Carlos, and so it was kind of a sticky situation for me from a standpoint of, you know, I wanted someone that never been married before, no kids, and but, you know, life has a way of dealing you the cards that you need, not necessarily what you wanted. And so for when I met him, he seemed to be, you know, pretty whole from a standpoint of, you know, I was worried about, you know, the baggage that I've heard that comes from divorce. So when I met him, he seemed to have it together. I let him know where I was as far as, you know, what I was looking for, what type of man I was looking for, you know, and he met all that criteria.
Oh, good for you, Carlos. So what did you feel that you did? And this is great for the men to hear too, because you and I have had many conversations about this from a man's point of view. But what did you feel that you did in order to be more prepared for the second time around?
Well, is it okay to say sex on this show, Joni?
Of sex, yes, absolutely.
Well, one of the radical things that I did was really kind of reflect on all of the past relationships that I'd had, including the relationship that I had with my former wife and the relationships I had prior to meeting Clarissa. And I asked myself, what do all of these relationships have in common? And really, when it boiled down to it, it was sex. Sex being a part of the relationship before I really got to know the person. And what I decided to do was take sex off the table when I met Clarissa so that I could see things clearly, understand exactly who I was connecting with, and then be able to make sound, logical decisions from there without sex and emotions being tied into it. And that was really the cornerstone of our relationship.
Wow, that's very powerful, especially hearing that from a man. And I totally agree that gives you a level of objectivity and clarity that we don't always have when too often the sex comes too early and we lose our vision of what's going on. So thank you for sharing that. Tell us more.
Well, and what was so amazing was that as I met Clarissa, she was on the same page I was and had learned some steps that we could actually take to develop a friendship over the course of our courtship. And I'm going to let her tell you those steps that we actually implemented in our courtship to get us to this point.
Right. When I met him, I was so excited about learning what I'd learned about relationship steps, steps that you take in a relationship that could lead to marriage. And it was six steps that I learned. It started off being associates, then moving to the casual friend level, close friend, intimate friends, and then marriage.
Engaged
and then marriage. And so I was just, you know, excited about going through these steps. Let's go through these one step at a time and see where this goes. And in fact, you know, it really made all the difference, especially with not having the sex on the table, because what it was a basis for our friendship. We became the best of friends prior to getting married. And I don't think it would have happened like that if we didn't go through those steps and learning about each other, learning about each other's hearts and our desires, our goals in life, our, you know, what it is that we were looking for in marriage, and just having that future together.
So you really came up for air and were just open with each other and didn't get the situation, the relationship blurred with sex. Which definitely takes you down a different path.
Absolutely.
And of course, there is another factor, which is you came with children. So that you became a step parent and you had to decide the package included children.
Yes.
Fall in love with him, but fall in love with children. And that, of course, for Carlos must have been so important, because you didn't want just any woman in your life. You wanted someone who was going to treat your children the way you wanted them treated, with the love and respect that they deserve. So there were more complexities involved, which is so often the case after a divorce. So can you speak more about that?
Absolutely. And, you know, to be honest with you, I had made so many mistakes prior to meeting Clarissa and implementing these steps that I did bring ladies around my sons way too early. And, you know, they would get attached to them, and then all of a sudden we would break up, and it would just be kind of a roller coaster of emotions for them. You know, their mom was gone. Now I'm bringing around this lady and we're breaking up. And for the longest time, my boys were just really kind of scratching their heads saying, you know, Dad, I really don't think relationships work. And I really didn't want them to believe that, because I know that relationships work. I know that marriage works. I know that you have to work at your marriage and at your relationships. And so when we implemented these steps, it then gave them a chance to see that indeed, if you put in the work and are willing to sacrifice, that relationships can indeed work.
Well, you really turned that whole situation around, because they started to think, what's up with this? You know, should we even bother thinking about a relationship or getting married? So that's a great role model that you gave them. It's a good thing.
Because can you tell us how old your children were when you met Clarissa?
Let's see. Our youngest son was 9. And our oldest son was 13, 14.
Those are vulnerable ages, big time.
Yeah. And also ages when kids are opinionated and judgmental and have their own issues and take sides and all the rest of that. So I'm sure they would let you know in no uncertain terms if they didn't approve of who you were bringing around.
Right. Absolutely.
That's the part that scared me to death. Right?
Sure.
You know, I didn't, me myself, I never had any kids. And so, like you said, I was coming into a ready-made family, possibly. And so that was my thing was, are they going to have the wicked stepmother mindset as far as, you know, who is this woman that's coming in here, you know, marrying my dad, and oh, I'm going to hate her, and, you know, and all that was in the back of my mind. But I really knew that that Carlos was definitely the man for me, was how he treated me when it came to his kids. And we had first met around a Monopoly game, and I connected with the boys instantly, but it was the respect that he had the boys show me that made all the difference in the world. It was a matter of, you know, we're serious in our relationship, and if she becomes, you know, my wife, that means she's your stepmother. She's not trying to replace you or replace your mother, but you're going to respect her. You're going to give her the same respect that you give to me, and I really, really appreciated that, and it made all the difference even now.
Plus, they were thinking, what's the difference between you and the other relationships?
Right.
That was, to me, a challenge to have them believe in you. You know, are you going to leave us as well? You know, that type of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And children test. They have their ways of testing. And you had to pass a lot of tests, I'm sure.
Being good at Monopoly made a difference.
Carlos, from a man's point of view, what other things do you think a man could do to help prepare themselves for a new relationship? And just hold that question for a second. The reason I'm asking it, because we generally hear from women saying, tell us how we can do better or prepare ourselves or do the work, do the deal, from women. And I know, Carlos, you and I have had this conversation, and not a lot from men. And I always kid around. I hear from men saying, well, we just go to the local bar and talk to who's ever sitting next to us. And that's kind of their way of dealing with it. But, you know, from a man's point of view, which I think is just so important here, you know, what are the things that you would help or recommend for the men to prepare for a new relationship?
I think one of the greatest things that men can do, Joni, is really kind of take time and reflect and think back on who actually taught you about relationships. Mm-hmm. Did you learn from a dad? Was your dad around? Or did you learn from an uncle or cousin, television? What helped you to develop the way that you think about relationships? And then sit back and objectively ask yourself, was that thinking flawed? Right. And one of the greatest examples I give is I had a great friend of mine that got married actually the summer after I got divorced. And some of the advice that he got from his father was this: always have a woman on the side. Mm. And about a year later, the man was divorced. Mm. And so it's no surprise that he went through a divorce listening to that advice. Mm-hmm. And is it no surprise that his father was divorced from his mother as well, because mm-hmm. that was the advice that he followed. So mm-hmm. if you're going to kind of sit back and think about, where do I actually learn my values concerning relationships, then tweak it if it's wrong and move forward with something different.
Mm. That's amazing, because I'm sure a lot of people don't do that. And just assume that if that was their role model, then it must be okay.
Exactly.
But that really takes a lot of
awareness.
Yes, consciousness.
Definitely.
And willing to change about do it to make a change.
Yeah, as a mentor and coach for divorcing families, I always tell them, your family and friends may be well-meaning, but they may not be the best sources of information for you. And when you deal with professionals who are experienced, you're going to get advice that's going to help you and support you. Too often we have friends with agendas, do it the way I did it.
Right.
And that doesn't necessarily mean it was the best way or the most conscious way to move through it.
Exactly.
So you don't want to just be repeating patterns that your parents did or your neighbor did or your friends did, and because that gets you into a lot of trouble. We really have to understand that we need to step into an awareness, a deep awareness, what part, what responsibility did I play in the breakup of the original relationship, and what can I do differently, and how can I choose differently so that I'm going to have a healthier relationship ahead.
Absolutely.
What did you guys learn about that in your process of dating and relating and connecting?
Well, you know, the biggest thing that we learn when we're sitting down and counseling with couples is, what do you mean I'm wrong?
That's not the ego speaking at all, is it?
No, not at all. You'll change this person. I don't need to change. I mean, this is how I've always done it. So change them, and never once put in the mirror up to say, I need to change. Mm. And we see that all the time.
Yes. Mm. That darn ego gets in the way all the time. But it takes a man or a woman, you know, a lot to say, hey, you know what? I'm part of this process, and if I'm going to get into a healthy new relationship, I've got to do the work. For sure.
Maturity.
Pardon, I'm sorry?
It's a great deal of maturity.
It does take a lot of maturity and the willingness to say, you know what, it sounded like, Carlos, you were tired of seeing different situations and breakups before you met Clarissa, and you were willing to say, enough's enough.
Yes.
This isn't working. And you looked in the mirror and said, what do I need to do to be prepared for this new relationship? Because I want to get out of this vicious circle of one person after the other.
Absolutely.
Was there anything else that you would advise, or is there anything else that you would advise for men as well? I know you said to, you know, try to take sex out of the picture and really look in the mirror. Anything else that would be helpful?
You know, I would say take this time to really get to know yourself, you know, explore some hobbies that you may have put on the back burner because of relationships, you know, get out and, you know, exercise, work out. Photography, whatever it is that kind of maybe piqued your interest along the years and you never had time to really commit to it, take this time to do that now. Get to know and enjoy yourself and your own company before you try to bring someone else into your life.
Mm. I know if just different people that I've mentored as well, that they were just so interested in getting into the dating game, and mm-hmm. and then if they were home by themselves, they were lost. And I said, well, what do you like to do, similar to what you're saying? What's your hobby? Did you used to like to draw or like photography or, you know, start a new hobby or at least revisit some of those hobbies for sure. And be really aware. I know we've all talked about kind of the support group that's around us. You know, be really conscious of that support group and say, you know, is this really the kind of support that I want or need, or do I need to go with a professional? And it seems like we're all doing similar things to help people prepare for that new relationship. So, you know, connect with the mentors and your ministry and so forth so that people can really be prepared for the new relationship. And speaking of that, I'd love to be able to have people connect with you and tell us a little bit about your website and where to go and all of that.
Again, our company name is Healed Without Scars Ministries, and our website is www.hwsministries.com, Healed Without Scars, hwsministries.com, and there you'll learn about our premarital classes, you know, again, a marriage coaching and a divorce recovery workshop.
You also have a book, too, right?
Yes. Hubby wrote a divorce recovery book.
Wrote a divorce recovery book several years ago that kind of outlined some of the steps that we're talking about, including you know, the chapter on coming face to face with the real you. That's available on our website. We just set up a brand new Twitter account, so you can follow us on Twitter as well at
Marriage Coaches 13. Mm-hmm. At Marriage Coaches 13 on Twitter.
Excellent.
Now, are your classes local, or are they digital programs that people can access from anywhere?
Well, right now they're local, but we can definitely set up digital programming if that's something that's that a person will want to participate in. That will not be a problem at all.
Okay, so where locally are you? Where are the classes now?
Locally, we have our classes scheduled in several different offices around the city where we're located.
We don't know where you're back.
Oh, sorry, we're in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, okay. So people in the Dallas area can directly connect with you and
absolutely
have access to the ministry. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And is your book available online?
Yes, it is.
On our website.
On our website is where we have it right now. They can go to our website. We'll ship it anywhere in the continental U.S. or around the world, as a matter mm-hmm. of fact.
Terrific.
And that's where they'll find the tips that we've been talking about and even more.
Yes, absolutely.
So as far as, have you noticed with people that have taken your course and your program, have they had some aha moments or become more conscious of what they should be doing or should have done differently maybe in the last few relationships? Any stories you want to share?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, just kind of, nonchalant. We won't pull right. anybody in personally, but.
It's always the same thing. It's always, I got into this relationship and I don't understand, how I got back here again. And it's like, how did we have, we built this foundation that was shaky from the beginning. And why is it that it's so shaky? Well, you came into it on a shaky foundation. You came into it all wrong. It's this person that, how did your relationship start out? That will give you a great clue as to how it's going to end.
I bet you I could guess.
Yeah. And don't you find that women very often will try to change themselves to please a man so that they start giving up their identity and they give up their self-esteem and power in order to fit the man? So instead of finding their interests and following their dreams, they will change themselves, and then suddenly once they're in a relationship find themselves unhappy because they're not being who they are and honoring their interests and values.
That's right. It's anything to be in a relationship because that's the world we live in. Is if you're not in a relationship, it's got to be something wrong.
Exactly.
So you conform and you do whatever it is that you need to do so you can say that you have someone and you'll be okay. But if you're not okay with yourself, it won't matter. The relationship is not going to last if you're not happy with who you are.
And I remember going through that when I first got divorced. People were saying, are you dating yet? What are you doing? You're home on a Friday, Saturday night? Really? What's going on? What's wrong with you? And I'm thinking, wow, is this my support team? is there something wrong with me? It's pretty heavy. And then, the sex kicks in there and all of that. But tell me, what do you say to the couples or to the people that, or I know, I guess there are some of the couples that are preparing, but to the individual as well, to take sex out of the picture for the time being? Do you actually say that to them? And what's kind of the feedback?
Every time. It is the key component. Like you said, if you don't want your mind to be muddled, if you don't want to have the rose-colored glasses on, if you want to see the authentic person for who they really are, if you take sex out of the equation, you will see it in a shorter time than you think.
So I want to ask, do some people look at you like you have three heads, or do some people believe it?
Every time. Absolutely.
But we tell them we did it. So we know it can be done. I know in your mind you feel like you can't do it. Heaven forbid, I cannot do it. You can.
Yeah. You can. We should have had a different name for this show. A New Relationship Without Sex. That's what we should have had.
When I was divorced, I was single for close to 8 years before I met my now husband. I'm married for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And we dated for 3 months before we had sex. And I was dating two other guys very casually, having sex with none of them. And slowly, over a period of that 3 month time, I stopped seeing one of them because he just wasn't that interesting. And then I stopped seeing the second, and the guy who remained ultimately turned out to be my husband. And we waited 3 months before having sex. And by then, I really knew him very well, and I realized that I had such a deep feeling for him and such a deep connection for him that I looked at him in a whole different way than I did the first few weeks when I was just initially dating him. He grew more special and more important to me over time. So I totally endorse what you're saying. I think it's very important to start with the foundation of mutual respect and friendship and trust and all of those good things before you cloud the picture with the complications of sex.
Isn't it true, too? You always hear that the person's true representative, or the representative is there kind of for the first 2, 3, 4 months, but then you start to see the real person like the 4th, 5th month, and it's like, wow, I remember dating this guy and I thought, where did you hide this person? This is nothing like you've shown me for the first 3 months. And then, like, after the 3rd month, the representative went away and the true colors came out and was shocking. So, you know, to me, it's really worth hanging in there so you can have more clarity and really, and then not make that mistake of even wanting to continue with the person in the relationship.
And that's the problem. It's so many people that see those red flags and you just totally ignore them and keep moving forward because I want to be married or whatever. I don't want to be alone. All of those is what leads to those 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, however many divorces.
Oh, Lordy. Well, I think that because the stats show that the second divorce is higher, right, the divorce rate, and that the divorce rate for third marriages is higher. So that shows me that people haven't done the deal or haven't followed your tips here.
Well, please remind us again of your website, how people can find you and access you and what you're doing.
All right, our website again is www.hwsministries.com. You can find our divorce recovery book there, Heal Without Scars, as well as access our divorce recovery and premarital classes there. And we'll just be excited about you following us on Facebook and Twitter. Yeah. All of that information is on our website as well.
Facebook at Heal Without Scars.
Love it.
Can you leave us with a takeaway thought?
Well, I guess the biggest takeaway thought is really to take this time to reflect and look at yourself in the mirror. We're talking about relationships. We're talking about coming face-to-face with the real you. Everywhere you go, you're going to take you. And do you know who you are at the end of the day? And do you know who it is that you want to present to another individual as your authentic self and get to know who you are, your authentic self, and then be able to come to that person and say, this is who I am, this is what I've gone through, and I'd like to talk with you about us possibly being in a relationship together. Let's see where this can take us.
And do not settle. Do not ever. Don't lower your standards. Don't give up. All you need is one person to spend the rest of your life with. Do not settle.
Absolutely. You guys are such a great role model, and I'm happy to announce that you also have a new little girl. So
I'm psyched for both of you.
Thanks so much for being on the show. It's just been a great show with a lot of very valuable information. So thanks so much.
Thank you, Rose.
And Jody, also, go ahead.
I just wanted you to fill us in on what you've been doing and what you have to offer our listeners as well.
Yes, actually, Roz and I are, as well as all of us, are wanting to support you. And so I actually have an interactive online course called How to Emotionally Survive Divorce. And so you can go to firststartafterdivorce.com. And also while you're there, you can learn more about the program. And then, of course, go to our website, which is divorceview.com, so you can see all of our shows in the archives, as well as we are now a podcast. But, Roz, I also would love our listeners to know what you're doing as well.
Well, thank you. At the Child-Centered Divorce Network, Child-Centered Divorce divorce.com, you'll find lots of support resources, articles, information, interviews, you name it, it's there to support anyone who's a parent going through the divorce process. And I especially recommend the Mastering Child-Centered Divorce 10-hour audio coaching program with workbook that you can find. Just click on the coaching button at childcenteddivorce.com, because that'll give you a wealth of information on how to co-parent effectively and overcome the obstacles that everyone encounters and avoid the mistakes that can be so detrimental to the well-being of our children.
Absolutely, it's great. So we're all here for you, all of our listeners, to support you. So thanks again to our guests, and also we're here every Wednesday evening. We have changed our time to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so feel free to connect and watch the archives by going to divorceview.com. In the meantime, thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you all next week.